Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, PM reiterates government's commitment to advance the welfare of workers, calls on more Jamaicans to become volunteers, and says 146 primary schools to be outfitted with ramps this year. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is reiterating that the government's economic policies are aimed at improving the standard of living and advancing the welfare of workers. In his message to Mark Labour Day 2018 on Wednesday, the Prime Minister said the government is working to provide equal opportunities for every Jamaican to gain meaningful employment.
In the same way, we are ensuring that all Jamaicans can have physical access and mobility by building ramps to public buildings, so it is that your government is building economic ramps to employment, which will give you social mobility. I've always maintained that a job is independence in your hands.
Prime Minister Holness says the government will continue to work tirelessly to improve employment figures, spur economic growth, and secure the country's economic independence. The Prime Minister also participated in several Labour Day activities, including renovation works at the Cumberland Road Health Centre in Spanish Town, designated as one of the two national projects. During the official ceremony to start the activities, Mr. Holness used the opportunity to call on more Jamaicans to give back to their communities through volunteerism. He says all Jamaicans have a responsibility to take an active interest in bettering their communities.
But we would really want to see the re-emergence of the spirit of volunteerism, of giving your labor to your community for the building of your country. This is a perfect example of what Labor Day means, what Labor Day is about. And I want to thank everyone who is participating and encourage everyone who will hear my voice to come and join us.
Over 180 persons participated in the National Labor Day Project at the Cumberland Road Health Center. The scope of activities included painting the interior and exterior of the building, repairing the roof, changing doors, and installing new fans at the facility. A ramp was also built, along with an outdoor area to accommodate patients. The other national project was at the St. Anne's Bay Infant School in St. Anne. Prime Minister Holness also participated in Labor Day activities at his alma mater, St. Catherine High School in the parish. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness also used his address at the Labor Day ceremony to encourage all Jamaicans to commit to doing work and seeking employment instead of unproductive or criminal activities. He noted that labor is important to the creation of wealth and prosperity for the nation.
We are providing you with the jobs. We are growing the economy. And that is the way in which we are going to provide prosperity for all and remove poverty from our land. Labor is the innate God-given gift to you. Everybody here has the capacity of labor. You use labor to convert the other God-given factors of production, the land, the air, the minerals, everything.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness also announced plans for the installation of 146 ramps in primary schools across Jamaica this year. Mr. Holness says this is part of the government's thrust to create a more inclusive society, noting that persons with disabilities often face difficulties accessing basic services.
The truth is that the disabled community is not able to access all the services in the society. And sometimes, for simple reasons, they are not able to enter, for example, this facility with ease because there are no ramps. And this is something that can easily be corrected. And the government has taken steps with the new building codes to ensure that all new buildings, and indeed buildings that are being retrofitted and upgraded, that they must put in place ramps.
He says the National Works Agency has been directed to include ramps as part of all new road projects to ensure ease of access to sidewalks for persons with disabilities. Labor Day 2018 was observed under the theme Ramp It Up, Fix It Up, with a focus on installing ramps in schools and improving health centers. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.